From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Restoring entrepreneurial success through education and technology, RESET Caribbean Foundation is a partner in small business development. On today's program, we highlight how this foundation has been helping to share the love here in Jamaica. Stay with us. Jamaican Colette Campbell, through her RESET Caribbean Foundation, is providing critical support to the country's small business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. A trained economist in the area of international trade, Ms. Campbell says she is well aware of the difficulties that small business operators face.
The major challenge is access to financing. So I saw where RESET could fill that void, where we would sort of play a bridge between the opportunities and the citizens by making that connection, making that link to help them cross over.
In 2013, Ms. Campbell was asked by the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce to participate in a SME development policy training in Japan. Armed with the lessons learned, Ms. Campbell returned to Jamaica with the resolve to put into action all she had observed.
Having had the opportunity provided by the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce to go to Japan to study their SME system, I realized that having a lot of successful small businesses was not a game of chance. It was a carefully designed and orchestrated system that cultivated successful small businesses that ensured that there was access to support and information about every aspect of the business environment.
In November 2014, RESET embarked on an island-wide development workshop series for SMEs. The workshops sought to increase participants' awareness of business opportunities and support services while empowering them to be able to start and manage their own businesses. They were also geared at helping them to build networks leading to collaborative community development projects. RESET Caribbean will also be managing the establishment of training centers for sustainable development of small businesses. The government of Japan, through the Grant Assistance for Grassroots and Human Security Project, has provided a grant of just under $12 million for the setting up and furnishing of the training facilities. They will be equipped with computers, servers, and multimedia equipment to deliver face-to-face and online training to small business owners and entrepreneurs in communities across the island. Ms. Campbell, who proposed the project to the Japanese embassy, is excited about the training and the opportunity it provides to grow small businesses.
Success attracts success, so we're hoping that people who had put their excellent ideas on the shelf over a period of time will come forward and we'll work with them through the process. We're confident that we are going to be successful and those persons will be able to contribute to their community in the long run.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Sharon Folks-Abrahams, commends the initiative and says the RESET Caribbean has the full support of the ministry.
I'm so happy for this because I think that Jamaica can improve in business, particularly if we empower our people, and that this project is all about that. This is the sort of thing that we want to see a lot more of in Jamaica. And I must say that this program could not have come at a better time.
She further notes that not only does it support the government's thrust to build entrepreneurs, but it is also in keeping with Jamaica's MSME policy objective in enhancing business development support. Restoring entrepreneurial success through education and technology, RESET Caribbean Foundation has two satellite offices in Kingston and Mandeville. And that takes us to the end of today's program. I'm Casita Irving, wishing for you a wonderful and productive week and daring you to share the love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.